Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the court's decision creates a legal climate that will cause trial lawyers from around the country to descend on Wisconsin. In a brand new radio ad, WMC paints a grim picture of the consequences.
They'll sue cheesemakers, dairy farmers, brewers, sausage makers, auto manufacturers, motorcycle makers, maybe even you.
WMC's reasoning centers around what state high court justices looked at when they gave this particular lawsuit the green light. The teenager bringing the suit claims his health was harmed by paint manufacturers, even though there's no direct proof that they made the lead paint that was in his home. WMC's James Buchan says the lawsuit goes after the wrong people.
These companies stopped making lead paint a long, long time ago. Nobody is applying lead paint today. Suing the people who made the pigment 100 years ago is going to do nothing to reduce the risk.
Buchan supports a plan unveiled Thursday that would essentially wipe out any precedent set by the Supreme Court and block any future lawsuits against companies that made lead paint. But Milwaukee Democrat Fred Kessler says those companies knew what they were doing.
We are protecting a company that knew they had a defective material, and instead of getting rid of it, they sold it deliberately. How can you and your association justify that type of conduct?
The proposal is on what's known as a fast track at the Capitol. Both Assembly and Senate lawmakers gave it a public hearing immediately after it was introduced. They may pass it out of committee sometime next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.